an NITV radio podcast. For the full program, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio.
Okay, we're joined now with one of my favourite musical stars in Australia. I've had the pleasure of knowing him since he's a young fella up there in Bowerville. But Bowerville rapper and Goombangi man Tasman Keith has fans across the country chanting his hometown slang, CLB, in his latest track, an ode to his grandfather, uncle and community. Filmed in his hometown of Bowerville over 2 days, the video for Tasman Keith's latest track, My Pelopolis, did I say that right, Tas?
Yeah, Pelopolis.
Pelopolis is a family affair. The track was produced by fellow rapper Nookie and James Minge, or Ming?
Mangahig.
Mangahig?
Yeah, that was a spell check.
Thanks.
That's been a joke for like 2 weeks, so it's all good.
Sorry, James. It's an early release from Keith's upcoming EP, featuring scenes with family, cousins, framed photographs of his uncle who recently passed away. The strong and assured track sees the young rapper reflect on his heritage and overcoming adversity while staying true to your history. Following in the footsteps of his father, grandfather and uncle, all of whom had strong roots in the music scene, growing up in a small town, he's overcome his fair share of distractions and unhealthy temptations to get where he is today, and he says he feels fortunate to be on the path that music has provided him. He joins me now. Tassie, how are you, bro?
I'm good.
What's been happening? We've just had your album launch over the weekend.
Yeah, the single launch, yeah.
So tell us a little bit about your single. Tell us a little bit about Barra. Just introduce yourself, my bro.
I'm Tasman Keith. I'm a Goombangi man. I'm from Bowerville. I had the single launch on Saturday night, just celebrating the release of My Pelopolis, which dropped on July 29th. And yeah, the single, you basically covered it, but yeah, it's basically an ode to my grandfather and great Uncle Spitz, who's passed away, and just about a personal triumph and an opportunity for me to represent for my family while putting them on a map with an amazing song.
Why are you putting them on the map?
Yeah, for sure. CRB.
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 So, yeah, why is it so important for you to put Bowerville on the map? And I guess, you know, I know you, but our listeners don't. Mm. Tell me about Bowerville.
Bowerville's a small town on the mid-north coast of 2,000 people. It's a great place to grow up in. I feel like it's a great place that I'll definitely return to because I'm living in Sydney now. But I feel the lack of opportunity there really stops people from pursuing their dreams or pursuing what they want to do. And just really being active, and they get stuck in a cycle or in a certain trap. But don't get me wrong, like I love my community, it's beautiful, but the lack of opportunity is the downfall about it.
Mm.
Yeah.
And so those of you that don't know where it is, Bowerville sits about 20 k's inland from Nambucca Heads up there on the beautiful New South Wales mid-north coast. I have the pleasure to live up there for about 7 or 8 years in the Nambucca Valley, and some of the greatest Aboriginal people that you'll ever meet on this earth live up that way. So shout out to you, Barramob. Tassie, the title of the track, My Pelopolis.
Yeah.
I've been trying to say it for a week.
Yeah.
I'm sure other black fellas out there trying to sing it too. But tell us about a bit of the background for the name, where it come from, and tell us about your impact of your father, your grandfather, and your Uncle Spitz.
Yeah. So Pelopolis is a term Uncle Spitz coined, and I was speaking to one of the great aunties just after it released, and I knew he came up with the slang, but I wasn't exactly sure how. And she was saying that he was trying to read the word people and pronounce it like, not exactly like Pelopolis, but that eventually turned to Pelopolis. And so he just carried that until he passed away. And then my grandfather wrote a song called My Pelopolis in maybe 80s, 90s, and it got recorded in early 2000s, and which I'm hoping to show the world soon.
What sort of genre did he do it in? Was it just
it's like
guitar, or was he
yeah,
rapping?
Yeah, like guitar, like acoustic drums, yeah. And yeah, no, he wasn't rapping. It'd be mad if he was rapping though. I would have sampled that for sure. But that's gonna be out soon. Like I want to show people the original, but I feel like the timing and for me to do it correctly is important. But so yeah, the impact of my father, my pop, and just all my uncles in general playing music, and same as my mother. I think just growing up with that surrounding has really, really led me to be who I am today. And it's important for me to do that and put Bowerville on the map, because without their stories, I wouldn't be where I'm at.
No. And I guess, you know, for Bowerville, you know, it's known for something pretty infamous and unjust in our history. It's the Bowerville murders. Yeah. It's hard to talk about Bowerville without mentioning the Bowerville murders. Still waiting for justice 25 years on.
For sure.
Beautiful families, the Speedy, the Duros, Davis, the Green Ups.
We've got a Duro sitting right next to us, bro.
See me over there. You can shout out on Facebook Live. The mob can see you. But that's something, you know, that's always lingered in the community and still that fight for justice. And I think that's why a lot of Bowerville people that I've met over my time are very resilient.
Yeah.
Pretty hard, but also very funny.
Yep.
Very, very funny mob up that way. Why was it so important for you to go back to Bowra to make this clip and to really sell it as you did, you know, because it's not little low end we used to do back in the day for Beyond Empathy or that sort of stuff, you know, but with my brother Shano, they're doing mad stuff around town. But
just one camera, one shot, take stuff.
This is a high-end production.
Yep.
It's got all your mob in there. Why is it so important for you to go back there and do that?
Because I feel like for people to get the full image of the song, the clip was important. And to bring the full image, I had to go to Bowerville and show my cousins, show my family, show Uncle Spitz in the frame, show my pop blowing smoke out of his nose, which was gangster. And, you know, show my father and all my relatives and just really tell the story of the theatre and, you know, what that place means to Aboriginal people in Bowerville and Dollar Hill, CRB, which is the mission. I feel like I couldn't portray the image to its full potential without taking it home. Definitely.
And why is it such a, you know, and I was speaking to Nookie about this, who, you know, he loves repping Nowra.
Yeah.
And I know, you know, Briggs loves repping Chapo and things like that. What is it about our musicians and our connections to our hometowns?
I think it's like the knockout. It's the same thing, you know what I mean? It's like a musician knockout. Everyone's got to rep for their hometown.
Mm.
And when it comes down to it and we put on for these towns or these cities, it's amazing to see, you know, what gets given back to us and what we can give to the community. For sure.
And obviously we touched on it before, but your dad was a pretty well-known hip-hop artist himself, YRMC. Yep. One of the first blackfellas I ever heard spit hip-hop, actually, back in the day, and skateboarding like I used to. What sort of influence has your old boy, your YRMC, had on your life? And I know Little Gorilla right here at the moment, Semi, but...
Big Gorilla,
that's
the big brother, yeah. He went back to Bowerville yesterday after smashing the show. He hosted it. But yeah, Dad, the impact... Like, I never really noticed it until I started getting into the scene. And then that'd be like, his father's YRMC. And then there'd be word of mouth and I'd hear these stories about Dad. I knew he'd done stuff, but I didn't know to what scale it was. And so that made me grow more of an appreciation for what he's done and how he's led the way. But just growing up with a father that rapped doesn't impact straight away. Like, he didn't force me to be on his stages or didn't force me to rap. But the opportunity was always there for me. And I took that straight away, same as my brother. So I think the impact is, you know, massive. I wouldn't be doing it without him, for sure.
And I know Sammy hosted his first gig. This is your little brother that we're talking about. He hosted Big Brother, sorry. I think you're older for some reason.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry, Sammy. Not a reflection of you, my man. But, yeah, the Big Bro opened for your show.
Yeah.
What was it like opening a show in Sydney and bringing that Bowra flavour to
crazy.
The middle of the CRB to the CBD, I say?
Yeah, for sure. It was crazy, like... having my brother host it, and then I remember for Pelopolis we ran it twice, so I'd done it first, and then I told like six of the boys that came from Bowerville or just around Sydney that's from the same area or different places, like, when we do it second time, I need everyone to get on stage. I turned around and there was 15 of us. Like, it shocked me. Hey, like, I had some of the sister girls up there with me, and it was just to be able to bring the image of Pelopolis in a song to the live performance on stage for the people that came out to Sydney was I guess it was more than I expected. Like, I knew that it was going to be a good show, but when I got there, it was crazy. When it was finished, it was amazing.
Do you think it's the best work that you've done today, this song?
No,
still?
Nah, because I've got heaps in the stash at the moment.
Yeah, like, right.
When
just
the full...
a little tease of what's to come.
What's out at the moment, this is definitely the best. But, like, I feel once the project that this is off is out, then it'll all make sense. And there's, like, in this project that I'm working on, I go between a song each week and say it's my favourite. And, like, I've heard Pelopoli so many times now, so that's somewhere else for me at the moment.
Yeah, right.
But I've got a bunch of others that I can't wait for people to hear, and it's real soon. It's this year, definitely.
The new EP coming here is exclusive on NITV Radio. Tassie's going to drop a big banger later this year.
For sure.
Tassie, what's the message? You know, we obviously tell the stories of our lives, and I think that's why hip-hop has become such a popular musical genre, because it comes from the story of the oppressed. It's music that represents oppression, and it tells our messages and our stories and who we are. And, for you, what do you want to sort of leave people with when you're writing about something? You know, what's the messages that you're trying to get out there? I know, you know, you could gone a lot of different ways over your life.
Yep.
Come out of Bower, and we talked about temptations and this and that. But, you know, for you to get to where you are and the messages, you know, what do you want to leave people? What do you sort of want people to understand about us more when you're writing?
I guess, like, generally just an understanding, a deep understanding of our people, because, you know, you go around Australia, you go around the world, and there's a lot of people that don't understand our culture. And I feel like, you know, it's on all of us to really relay this image in whatever way possible, whether that be through football, whether that be through everyday things, or for me, through music. I just feel like that's important. And, you know, the bigger aspect is just a general understanding that what we go through and, you know, what our culture is about.
Do you think hip-hop's angry, or is it...
Nah, I've got mad love songs, so it can be angry. It can be anything you want it to be. Like, I don't like to get boxed in. At the last two songs, you could see them as angry or a bit more, you know what I mean, aggressive. But in saying that, I think hip-hop can be used in a lot of ways to say a lot of things.
Yeah, because I guess there's a misconception out there sometimes, and I know some of our elders struggle with it too. But
yeah, for sure.
They see it as an angry, aggressive way of communicating our messages and stories. But
yep.
I guess once you understand it, and if you're as old as me, 42, 43 this year, then...
You can go to Kendrick Lamar concerts and love them.
And that's right. I was
sing out the money trees.
Yeah. I was doing me and my partner Medica were in the middle of the floor there, and he popped up right there. So Kendrick Lamar, for those that don't know, is one of the biggest rappers in the world, and one of my favourite songs ever is Money Trees, and I got to sing that 10 metres away with my beautiful partner Medica, so that's one of the highlights of my life. And that's what hip-hop does, you know, it tells a story. What else is there to look forward to this year? How's it going? I know you've been a part of the Bad Apples crew.
Yeah.
How's it all looking forward to the future for you?
It's looking good. We're figuring out this EP, the dates at the moment, the next single, which is, again, really soon. And I've had Ploplies for, like, the past 16 months. I wrote it before Might Snap. But we waited till everything was in line to drop the first thing so we could just keep going back to back. So definitely the EP, which is in the next couple of months, and then a lot more shows around the East Coast, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get to that in a minute. Let's play a song. We'll come back to you after we play your song. But this is My Ploplies by Tasman Keith.
I've been raising the streets that they don't know. Police stretching knees for the popo. On top of me was the keys to the sideshow. Clown muff, affirm, down muff. I'm supposed to be locked up with three cousins, but my open mind always set me free. Smuggled in some bubble time, watch out for the heat. They want us dead, multiply by three. Mabo labo, mabo labo, lay. Mabo labo, mabo labo, lay. Mabo labo, mabo labo, lay. They want us dead, multiply by three. Mabo labo, mabo labo, lay. Mabo labo, mabo labo, lay. Mabo labo, mabo labo, lay. They want us dead, multiply by three.
Been in the belly of the beast. Indeed, I did left to read, sleep. Release, I see, made him see.
Three.
Money, a piece of yours, got peace.
Our death always contest. Better with the vest strap up our chest. Our death always complex. Coming on us with no consent. Command, my word, none dead. We learn. Incarnation and what we face in. Exaggeration or formulation. I made a statement, I am a statement. I blood the pavement, me fate, no, never. Uncle dead and my auntie dead. To my uncle spits this shit forever.
Mabo labo, mabo labo, lay. Mabo labo, mabo labo, lay. Mabo labo, mabo labo, lay. They want us dead, multiply by three. Mabo labo, mabo labo, lay. Mabo labo, mabo labo, lay. Mabo labo, mabo labo, lay. They want us dead, multiply by three.
Make some bread from writing in my black. I was on a mat. Find myself, got attached. Never get back. Give myself a bit and crash. Run up a cliff just to show how big I is. I made some rap off from writing in my black. I was on a mat. Find myself, got attached. Never get back. Give myself a bit and crash. Run up a cliff just to show how big I is. I
Mabo labo, mabo labo, lay. Mabo labo, mabo labo, lay. Mabo labo, mabo labo, lay. They want us dead, want to fly by free.
C-R-B-B-B. 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 Hey, mapo lapo, mapo lapo. Hey, mapo lapo, mapo lapo. Hey, they wanna stay multiply by. Hey, mapo lapo, mapo lapo. Hey, mapo lapo, mapo lapo. Hey, mapo lapo, mapo lapo. Hey, they wanna stay multiply by. Hey.
We're blocking killing my brother's kids. Just the word people jumbled up. People pull up the same thing.
Tasman Keith with a banger, Mapolopolis. That, you know, that reminds me of, and I was just saying it just before we were off air there, how black fellas say film.
Oh, oranges and apples.
Oranges and apples?
Yeah.
And instead of saying film, they say film. I remember when I was up there in Barra one day, and one uncle came out of the house and said, are you the film crew? I didn't know what he was saying. But I was like, what's film? Film up? What do you mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, film. That sounds so good, Tassie. You're in Sydney for a little bit now. Are you heading back home? What's happening?
No, I'm here. I'm based here now.
And so just because you're also, besides doing hip-hop, you're studying university full-time as well.
Music and sound design, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Keeping busy.
Now, what happens when, in our little music hip-hop industry, do all you black fellas get together and stick together as a little sort of crew that you always sort of catch up with, like, shout out to because there's a cultural connection with other mob or something like that.
Yeah, definitely. Like, well,
give us a bit of an insight into the hip hop industry, my bro.
Well, even even at the show the other night, you know, I had Kobe D on support and Nookie rolled through, and on my set, us three jumped up and done a track. Like, there's always that, you know, that community feeling with us. And even if not always in the same city, there's always that touch and base with each other and just making sure everything's all good. Because I said to somebody the other day, I said, you know, there's already too many people trying to divide us at the moment. Like, we don't need to fight against each other. It doesn't need to be a competition between us. We should be uplifting when it comes to our shit.
Yeah, well said, well said. And I know, you know, Nookie's doing some great things. You just mentioned Kobe D. Any other artists to look out for that we should, you know, us older ones should be looking out for coming through the ranks that you've seen?
Tasman Keith.
Tasman Keith, the one and only.
That's all that matters right now.
Our very own Kendrick Lamar. anything else that you want to, before we wrap up, Tassie, anything else that you want to say or give a shout out to?
Shout out to family back home, Goombangi, Mo, Bowerville, represent, CRB.
They're watching on Facebook.
They're watching on
Live.
Facebook.
Watching on Facebook Live. Well, that's Tasman Keith. He's got a lot more coming in the bag. And, you know, Tassie, I've seen you a little chubby fella running around the streets of Bowerville there back in the day doing musical workshops. Just been such a pleasure to see you grow. And the man that you've become. I know your parents and your family up there are very, very proud of you.
Definitely.
And I guess the great way that you sort of role model for community up there as well.
Yeah.
I know you're actually teaching my young fellow when he's at school up there, young Bailey boy.
He had some bars.
So teaching him some hip-hop, wrapping around his big feet.
He was smashing it.
Yeah.
He was smashing it.
But no, well done, Braz.
Thank you.
Little sidekick here.
Marbuck. Shout out to Marbuck.
Shout out to Marbuck. So where can we find, just quickly, where can we find your single?
Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, YouTube, SoundCloud, basically everywhere, streaming services, everywhere you can find music.
Okay, thanks, Tassie. Thanks for joining us.
Good. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on my first show. It means a lot to me, bro.
Had to do it.
And then you got once I offered that mad cab charge, you're straight here.
Cab charge. Go and use that now.
This was an NITV radio podcast. For more, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio or download the SBS radio app.